peer down onto the subway tracks and you might spot a rat, and almost certainly lots of trash. All this week we've been talking about what bothers us in the subway system, and today WNYC's Jenny Yee looks at that trash.
May I have your attention, please? 1,443 tons of trash were removed from our subway's tracks in 2014.
Ever wonder how that trash gets removed from the tracks? According to a city controller's report, the MTA has a goal of sending cleaning crews to underground stations every 3 weeks. But most stations did not meet that goal over the 12 months ending in June 2014. Some stations' tracks got cleaned just once. Besides cleaning crews, there are also two vacuum trains. The MTA says the goal for these trains is to run through the entire system each year. But the controller's report found they don't work that well. If you look at photos of the tracks before and after a visit from a vacuum train, it's hard to tell the difference. Students at Baruch College Campus High School have prototyped a solution, a new subway vacuum that would attach to the front of a work train. They've been getting good results with a quarter-scale model. Wendy Nee is one of 12 new graduates working on the project.
Ours is going to be one car, and it has a vacuum hose coming out of it. It's semi-automatic because of light sensors. And also you will see hydraulic cylinders that will assist us when we are dumping the trash out from the vacuum.
The city is trying to buy three new vacuum trains for $23 million. The students estimate their vacuum would cost under $1 million. And they're actually talking with the controller and the MTA about their idea. For WNYC, I'm Jenny Yee.
To look up how many times cleaning crews clean the tracks at your station, go to wnyc.org/subway.